On the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There is stunning news from the sports world this morning. CBS News has learned arrests have been taking place across the country in two criminal cases. One, an alleged betting ring headed by organized crime figures. Sports fans will know the names.
Law enforcement sources say those arrested include at least one active coach, Portland's Chauncey Billups, allegedly involved in a high-stakes poker operation, one active NBA player.
Three-pointer Terry Rozier.
Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier was arrested here in Orlando this morning. The Heat played the Magic last night. ESPN reports sports betting operations in several states flagged suspicious betting interest on Rozier's statistics ahead of a Charlotte-New Orleans game back in 2023. Rozier played just 10 minutes for the Hornets that night. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
The federal government shutdown is now in its 23rd day. Correspondent Jared Hill says there is a vote ahead on Capitol Hill.
Today, the U.S. Senate is expected to consider a bill that would allow some federal employees, like active duty military, to get paid while the shutdown drags on. Senate Democrats are pushing for a measure that would allow all federal workers to get paid.
Outrage growing over President Trump's admission the entire east wing of the White House will be destroyed to make room for a massive 90,000 square foot ballroom. Brian Green served on the commission that approves plans for federal buildings.
This is part of our heritage. This is part of our story as Americans. And we deserve to have that conversation about its fate and what happens to it.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio has arrived in Israel, tag-teaming Vice President Vance and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, all trying to ensure President Trump's peace plan for Gaza will remain in place. Correspondent Holly Williams is in Tel Aviv.
The ceasefire has held now more or less for more than 13 days, although at times it has looked to be teetering on the brink of collapse, most especially last Sunday when Israel briefly resumed its deadly strikes on Gaza, killing at least 45 Palestinians, according to health officials.
2026 nominees for the Songwriters Hall of Fame have just been announced. Chalk up another possible honor for Taylor Swift, as well as Pink and Kenny Loggins. Also on the ballot,
don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years.
LL Cool J. Kiss founding members Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley have been nominated too, just days after the death of founding member Ace Frehley. Winners will be announced early next year. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Mount Pleasant task force took the lead in a gang takedown involving the FBI Milwaukee office yesterday. A statement says dozens of law enforcement agencies conducted Operation Chalkline, targeting violent gang activity in Racine and Milwaukee. There were 22 arrests and the seizure of a lot of fentanyl, cocaine, marijuana, plus guns and vehicles. Governor Tony Evers joined Racine leaders yesterday to sign the final construction beam on the $68 million Lincoln King Community Center. That facility is set to open next year. During his visit, Evers warned about the federal government shutdown and its impact on Wisconsin residents, who he says may lose food and health benefits. Pleasant Prairie Representative Amanda Nadweski is leading a hearing in Madison today concerning sexual misconduct and cover-ups in Wisconsin schools. In addition to the fact-finding, she's proposing bills for stricter penalties and rules. DPI Superintendent Jill Underly is denying the claims and is seeking a retraction following a report in the Capital Times. State Senator Van Wongard is denying retirement rumors, saying he'll decide by next year if he'll run again. He's accusing Democrats of spreading false information to fundraise. Racine Transit Director Trevor Young has launched a campaign to run for Wongard's 21st State Senate District seat. Racine has launched what they're calling a Spooktacular Homes Halloween contest. They're looking to celebrate festive front yard decorations. There will be public voting on Facebook and the winner announced on Halloween night. There's more about the contest on the city's website. And Microsoft is now a sponsor of Racine's Festival Park. A statement says their investment will help keep event costs low and increase accessibility. Microsoft is working on two major data centers in Mount Pleasant and has partnered with Gateway Technical College on educational initiatives. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose Porter.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know, so he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best, but looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL is named Micah Parsons, NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's time to start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 15 here today. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 34. Could be some frost, a little cooler further inland tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
News.
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Chris Morrow in for Dan Marcus. Dan Marcus Wax Museum taking a day off as Dan recovers from a bout of what sounds like bronchitis. He was awful on the phone this morning. So I'm here to fill in for you. Great lineup of timeless hits. This is the Guess Who, These Eyes on WRJN.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah.
Scene's famous zoo, local news, and timeless hits.
Cause although you're gone, I keep holding on to the happy times. lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Timeless hits, WRJN, alive and kicking with Tighter and Tighter. And I'm Chris Morrow with the Packers alive and kicking, playing Sunday night football this week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Aaron Rodgers are going to Pittsburgh to play the game. So at least Aaron Rodgers won't be reappearing at Lambeau Field, but still against the Packers. Going to be an interesting game. And we'll have the game for you with pregame starting at 5 o'clock Sunday and the kickoff, I believe it's 7:25. Packer football this season sponsored locally on WRJN by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Union Grove, by Lee's Deli, the Main Street Bakery, Papa John's Pizza, Royal Construction LLC, and also by the Lanes on 20, along with Anton Painting, Jeff Costanzo, Home Improvement, and Vessel Services. Of course, you can see the full Packer schedule online at WRJN.com, or just remember, be here for Sunday at 5 for the pregame on WRJN.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
Talking about guns with others might not always feel comfortable, but it could save a life. Here's a way to start a conversation. Your family is going over to your neighbor's home for dinner for the first time. How would you ask if there are any unlocked guns in the home?
Hey.
Hey, we're so excited for tonight. Before we come over, though, may I ask if there are any unlocked guns in your home?
Our guns are stored securely, locked in a safe that the kids can't access.
Oh, awesome.
Learn how to have the conversation at agreetoagree.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
The Drifters on WRJN. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum, minus Dan Marcus today. Chris Morrow filling in. We'll update you on local news coming up at the bottom of the hour with Stuart J. Waddles. Now, though, it's Dion Abraham, Martin, and John, WRJN.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here?
Great big old house full of butlers and maids. She says, no one is better.
Tight and out of sight is Stevie Wonder on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Also your home for hits that are even more timeless than the songs we play every day. I'm talking about Lou Regani with his Music of the Stars, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Music from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Some of the great artists, Nat King Cole, Doris Day. You'll hear Ella Fitzgerald and, of course, Sinatra. It's a great blend of nostalgia and great stories from Lou, too. Music of the Stars every Sunday on WRJN. News time now. Stuart is next.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. According to the FBI, Mount Pleasant Police played a lead role in a major operation yesterday across the region. The FBI Milwaukee office says it was called Operation Chalkline, and it targeted violent gang activity across both Racine and Milwaukee. A Mount Pleasant Task Force officer led the investigation, working alongside the Racine County Sheriff's Office, Racine Police, the feds, and officers from Caledonia. In total, 22 people were arrested and 24 search warrants executed. Investigators say they found a lot of drugs, including fentanyl, 23 guns, and several vehicles connected to the case. Law enforcement officials say the operation shows what can happen when local and federal partners work together. Yesterday, Governor Tony Evers joined city leaders in Racine to sign the final beam of the new $68 million Lincoln King Community Center. The milestone marks a major step in building a state-of-the-art facility with health care, recreation, and community services for that neighborhood. The center, set to open next year, will offer medical, dental, and mental health care. During his visit yesterday, Governor Evers addressed concerns about the ongoing federal government shutdown, warning that thousands in Wisconsin could lose food and health benefits if politicians don't reach a deal soon. A Kenosha County lawmaker is leading a hearing in Madison today to address reports of sexual misconduct and cover-ups in the state's schools. Representative Amanda Dedweski is spearheading the meeting and inviting the state's superintendent to testify on why the Department of Public Instruction didn't share details about investigations with the public. Nedweski says she's also unveiling bills aimed at tougher penalties for grooming and stricter rules for teacher-student interactions. The hearing is a response to a report in the Cap Times. DPI Superintendent Jill Underley says the claims in the reporting are false, and she's calling for a retraction. A longtime Racine lawmaker says rumors of his retirement are not true. State Senator Van Wongard posted on social media that he hasn't decided on whether to retire, saying he'll make that call at the end of the year. He added that Democrats are only pushing those rumors to raise money. Wongard says he's having too much fun and still has lots of things to do. Former Racine alderman and current Racine Transit Director Trevor Young has launched his campaign for the 21st State Senate District seat, aiming to take that position from Wongard. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy for your Thursday afternoon. Northwest winds and highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, a freeze warning goes into effect as skies become mostly clear. Lows in the lower 30s could be a little colder in some outlying areas. It's 42 at our studios.
All right with me.
feeling soulful with the Reverend Al Green, and let's stay together on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Heading downtown, Petula Clark.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now.
And when I heard
off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching.
Tell me, there hasn't been a time in your life where you've been maybe in a strange town, a small dive bar, Main Street in that little town, and you're standing around the bar just before closing time and that song comes on the jukebox. Next thing you know, everybody is everybody's best friend. You got your arm around some drunk guy with a big beard next to you. Somebody on the other side's got their arm around you and you're singing along with Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline. It may have been 30 or 40 years ago, but trust me, you've done it. We've all done it at some point, right? A little respect for yourself, huh? Aretha, WRJN.
You swear you've heard. And feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, so it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song.
WRJN Three Dog Night, the old-fashioned love song. Chris Morrow in for Dan Marcus on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum today. And Stuart J. Waddle's coming up here at 11 o'clock. He'll have our local news update. Then we welcome a new voice to WRJN each weekday afternoon between 12 and about 6. As we welcome Connie Feldman to the WRJN newsroom, along with the Racine County Eye, Stuart J. Waddles, and all the work he puts into it, we now have been joined by Connie Feldman to bring us the afternoon news from noon all the way through Kurt Vollman's show in the afternoon. Our commitment to local news stays strong. New voices, new coverage all the time on WRJN.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
Sink your teeth into a comedy that's perfect for all blood types. Dracula, a comedy of terrors, opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. Count Dracula meets his match in a lightning-fast romp to Transylvania. When Lucy's sister Mina falls ill with a mysterious disease of the blood, she and her fiancé enlist the help of famed vampire hunter Dr. Jean Van Helsing in a zany hunt for the devilish beast, sure to induce blood-curdling screams of laughter. Call 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-822-1598. That's 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Davis Group featuring Steve Winwood on the lead vocals. Give me some lovin'. WRJN, local news, timeless hits. A little bit on the softer side now. It's new Simon and Garfunkel.
Side. Oh, when you're down and out, when you're on the street.